Oh, I've never been here before. You are quite
good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
bad. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Faith, Part 1. My text comes from Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Biblical faith is assurance and conviction. It is not a vague hope grounded in imaginary wishful thinking. Instead, faith is a settled confidence that something in the future, something that is not yet seen, but has been promised by God, will actually come to pass, because God will bring it about. The biblical faith is not blind trust in the face of contrary evidence, not an unknowable leap in the dark. Rather, biblical faith is a confident trust in the eternal God, who is all-powerful, infinitely wise, eternally trustworthy. The God who has revealed himself in his word and in the person of Jesus Christ, whose promises have proven true from generation to generation, and who will never leave nor forsake his own. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What do we hope for? We hope that God is trustworthy and honors his promises. We can be sure that his promises of salvation, eternal life, and a resurrected body will be ours someday, based on who God is. The second part of this definition acknowledges our problem. God is invisible. We cannot see heaven either. Eternal life, which begins with our individual salvation here on earth, is also something we do not see. But our faith in God makes us certain of these things. Again, we count not on scientific, tangible proof, but on the absolute reliability of God's character. Where do we learn about the character of God so we can have faith in him? The obvious answer is the Bible, in which God reveals himself fully to his followers. Everything we need to know about God is found there. And it is an accurate, in-depth picture of his nature. One of the things we hear about God in the Bible is he does not lie. His integrity is perfect. Therefore, when he declares the Bible to be true, we can accept that statement based on God's character. Many passages in the Bible are difficult to understand, yet Christians accept them because of faith in a trustworthy God. The Bible is Christianity's instruction book. It not only tells followers who to have faith in, but why we should have faith in him. In our day-to-day lives, Christians are assailed on every side by doubts. Doubt was the dirty little secret of the Apostle Thomas, who had traveled with Jesus Christ for 3 years, listening to him every day, observing his actions, even watching him raise people from the dead. But when it came to Christ's resurrection, Thomas wanted touch and feel proof. John 20:27 says, "Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." For believers, faith starts a chain of events that ultimately leads to heaven. By faith, through God's grace, Christians are forgiven. We receive the gift of salvation by faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By trusting wholly in God through faith in Jesus Christ, believers are saved from God's judgment of sin and its consequences. Finally, by God's grace, we go on to become heroes of faith by following the Lord into even greater adventures in faith. Sadly, one of the great beliefs in the Christian life is that we can't create faith on our own. We cannot. We struggle to get faith by doing Christian works, by praying more, by reading the Bible more. In other words, by doing, doing, doing. But Scripture says that is not how we get it. Romans 10:16-17 states, "But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Ephesians 2:8 states, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." The spoken word of God has supernatural powers to build faith in listeners. When a distraught father came to Jesus asking for his demon-possessed son to be healed, the man uttered this heartbreaking plea found in Mark 9:17-27, which states, "And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth at his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed and foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Let me make a note here and say that the father knew his faith was weak, but he had sense enough to turn to the right one for help, Jesus. Continuing with the scripture, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was like one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross for our sins. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Are Americans feeling like they get enough sleep? April 15, 2024, by the Associated Press. A majority of Americans say they would feel better if they could have more sleep, according to a new poll. The Gallup poll released Monday found 57% of Americans say they would feel better if they could get more sleep, while only 42% said they are getting as much sleep as they need. That's a first in Gallup polling since 2001. In 2013, when Americans were last asked, it was just about the reverse. 56% saying they got the needed sleep, and 43% saying they didn't. Younger women under the age of 50 were especially likely to report they aren't getting enough sleep. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is soul satisfaction. The world's best-selling book, the Bible, teaches that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is a living soul. The Hebrew name for soul, nafshah, means living being, and the Greek name for soul, psuche, means to breathe. Our souls are created in the image of God, and God has implanted his own nature within us and given us the breath of life. Just as our bodies have specific characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. The human soul longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning to be reconciled to its Creator and to have fellowship with Him forever. In our world, we give most of our attention to satisfying the appetites of the body, like food, clothing, and security, and practically none to the soul. Consequently, we are one-dimensional. We become physically and materially large while remaining spiritually anemic. The soul demands as much attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, prayer, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 22nd chapter and 37th verse, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Please don't starve your soul, for what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and take action for your soul satisfaction.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linnegan, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Kevin Dunzel, George Banton, Luciano, Sister Pat. It's just a crazy lineup right here in South Florida. Call your friends and tell your friends all over Memorial.